Hello everyone, I am Jordi Bosplà, your host, and I would like to welcome you to a new episode of UN Habitat's podcast, Road Safety, a Global Issue. This is an initiative funded by ACROSS, the Global Alliance of Cities for Road Safety. In each episode, we have a conversation with a road safety ambassador from an ACROSS city member, learn how they improve road safety in their streets. In this episode, we will take you to Colombia, specifically Bogota, to meet our road safety ambassador, Claudia López Hernández. Claudia is the former mayor of Bogota, leading the city from 2020 until 2023, and the first woman to be elected to this position. During her mandate, in which she was challenged by the COVID pandemic and its consequences, she advocated for a more sustainable transport and improved road safety through speed limitations and other measures. Marcela met her on the streets of Bogota and discussed the challenges brought by the pandemic, the need to plan for a city of care, and how to improve road safety through inclusivity and active mobility. Over to Bogota.
I'm Claudia López. I'm the former mayor of Bogota, Colombia, the capital of Colombia in Latin America. I was also senator at the national level, but I'm also a scholar, both as political scientist, I hold a PhD in political science in Northwestern University, and also as an urban planner. So combining scholar work, academic work, and public service has been sort of my life and my experience.
For those who have never been to Bogota, if you can just say a couple of sentences describing the city.
Well, for those who haven't come yet, we are waiting for you. Bogota is the capital of Colombia. It's a big city of 8 million people. It belongs to a metropolitan region of 11 million people out of 52 million people of Colombia. We account for roughly 20% of Colombia's population. As a metropolitan region, we account for a third of Colombia's GDP. So let's say we are the driving force of social mobility and economic development of Colombia.
And what's your favorite thing about Bogota?
Well, the people. This is the more diverse, pluralistic, fascinated, committed, empowered people. It's a very diverse city.
When you were mayor, what kept you up at night in terms of road safety?
Well, when I was mayor, sort of all the disgraces happened at the same time. So first the pandemic, and then the consequences of the pandemic. The economic broke, basically. Poverty triples. So it was a very challenging time, but at the same time, it provided us with windows of opportunities that we try to optimize during the four-year term that we had. Now, in terms of mobility, as you know, unfortunately, Colombia is lagging behind because it develops a BRT system the last 25 years. It took too much of political discussion, unfortunately, to build a multimodal public transportation network, including metro or base in metro lines. Finally, in 2019, I will say that we solved politically, citizens decided politically in the turnout to build such a network. So currently we are constructing the first metro line, we're contracting the second metro line, we're building two cables on top of the one that we already have, electric cables connecting the mountain part of Bogota to the plain part of Bogota. And we are building probably 233 kilometers of new bike lanes. So we're going to have bike lanes, pedestrian spaces, cable cars, BRT, metro lines, and a regional train, Regiotram, which is connecting us, Bogota, with the surrounding metropolitan area. So that's the core of the mobility plan of the city. Unfortunately, before the pandemic, but particularly after the pandemic, we're having a huge crisis of road safety or damage of people, accidents, fatalities. So we decided to cap the limit of speed at 50 kilometers per hour in the city and trying to enforce that. through cameras and other technologies, also to the local police service to contain that problem. But sort of, first of all, is building better infrastructure. That's the plan. Better signal, better design, particularly infrastructure for pedestrians and alternative and clean modes of energy, biking, public transportation, of course, and then the rest of the infrastructure. So it's better infrastructure, better quantity, better quality, better design, better signal. But we hope that in the next 10 years, it's going to be in sort of reducing the road safety troubles and challenges that we had at the moment. And of course, civic culture is always important, and enforcement too. It's sort of the combination of quantity and quality of infrastructure, education, pedagogic, and enforcement. So that combination is what I think. In the next 10 years, I always tell people, if you're coming to Bogota, you're always welcome. You will see that the city is surrounded by public works throughout the entire city. First of all, because we need to recover the economy, to recover the employment, which we did. We recovered more than a million jobs after the pandemic, thanks to that huge public green investment in the city. But I always invite people, if you come now, let's come back again in 10 years, when all those public works will be finished, people will be enjoying them, and the quality of mobility, the quality of time in Bogota, from being a city of an hour and a half on average, that's what it takes for you each sort of an average trip in the city, unfortunately. We hope in the next 15 years to move from hour and a half to a 30-minute city, because we're building not only this mobility, multimodal transportation system, but also doing urban development through different strategies of land use, land redevelopment, so that we bring closer opportunities of work, generation of income, good housing, good sort of amenities, care in particular. So Bogota will be, in the next 15 years, thanks to this POT land use plan and this investment in infrastructure, particularly social infrastructure and mobility infrastructure, will go from an hour and a half to a 30-minute city. The land use plan determines that Bogota is going to be divided in 30 small cities of 30 minutes within.
You spoke about enforcement, but also sort of softer mechanisms to improve road safety. Can you speak about any initiatives that you thought worked really well?
I honestly think people don't like it. They are not very popular, but I think that the network of cameras have been useful. Have been useful not only for road safety, for safety in general. These are multipurpose cameras. These are cameras that are able to account for plates, to identify plates, and to impose sanctions when people overcome the speed limit, for example, or other traffic signals, but also to improve security in general, you know. So it's physical security, it's road security. And again, it's not very popular. People don't like to pay. But I always say, well, you don't have to pay. It's simpler for you simply to comply the law, to comply the norms, to comply the speed limit. We all know, every study shows that speedness is the number one factor of road unsafety, wounds and fatalities. So controlling speed is the most important thing to do. In the case of Bogota, controlling also inappropriate parking. So in Bogota, it's a little bit of crazy, because the mayor's office regulates the private parking price, which is sort of why the hell. And instead of that, didn't provide it before my term. Bogota didn't regulate street parking. Usually it's the other way around. Your mayor's office regulate street parking and pricing of street parking, and private parking is a private business that regulates itself. So that's something that's changing. We decided to regulate and start doing street parking in the last 4 years. I think so far we have roughly 8 5,000 places of street parking regulated. So I think that, you know, speed limit, parking regulation, street parking regulation will help us. And developing the appropriate infrastructure will help us too.
You spoke about security, and the listeners of this podcast are city officials from other cities of the Global South. Are there any issues that are not road safety specific that might impact efforts to improve that in a city like Bogota?
Excuse me.
So security is an example,
right? It's an example.
But are there any other non-road safety issues that you find are very pertinent to improving road safety in a city of the Global South like Bogota?
Look, the point is that the sort of type of public goods, let's call it, that you need to regulate public safety or road safety are the same that you need to regulate public safety in general. It's the same sort of infrastructure, it's the same sort of cameras, the same sort of technology. Ultimately, you need public officials that hold people accountable on the streets. So it is useful particularly for road safety, public safety, and I will say particularly for women public safety. And having that focus, that gender focus, if streets are safe for both kids and women, it will be safe for everybody. So ultimately the same thing. You need infrastructure, lighting, signals, demarcation, regulation of proper quality of the use of public space. So let's say that is the same investment for three purposes, right? Road safety, public safety, and gender safety, which I think is crucial for the quality of life.
Mm-hmm. Was there anything that didn't work during your term in terms of road safety?
I will say that we still have a challenge of enforcing the speed limit, I will say. So we opened, for example, during the pandemic, we opened like 81 kilometers of new cycleways. And then we left permanent half of it, almost. It works pretty well. La Séptima Ciclovía, permanent cicloruta. It's an incredible success. It proves what we already know. If you provide people with safe infrastructure, people will use whatever type of infrastructure you provide with. If you do more space for private cars, fossil fuel private cars, they will use that. If instead of that you provide more and better space for pedestrians or biking or public transportation, people will use that. People will accommodate to whatever you actually provide and the better standards possible. So what didn't work, I will say that the appropriate enforcement of a speed limit is still a challenge, both for the speed limit and for parking, which I think are the most critical factors both for congestion and for road safety. So it's still a challenge to have more people on the streets, on the ground, controlling, teaching people, but also holding people accountable to the norms of traffic norms.
So because our listeners are especially city officials from African cities, what would be some of your tips in terms of road safety as people start thinking about interventions they can roll out themselves?
Well, for a while, you know, when I was mayor of Bogota, Bogota was the vice president of UCLG, the union, the world organization of local governments. We held the presidency of Metropolis. And working with my fellow mayors from other cities in Africa, what I've seen is Africa has this great opportunity that this is still their most beautiful cities are still to be built, are still to be made. So you can learn from all our mistakes. You should know this is the perfect moment to do not the gray avenues of the 20th century, but the green corridors of the 21st century. To do super care blocks, connecting employment, care, provision, and multimodal mobility. We know these three things should go together and can be planned and built. So I will say that the most important opportunity, the largest part of the new urban population for the next 50 years will be in Africa, in cities that are still to be made. So you still can learn a lot, particularly from the experience of Latin American cities who grew vibrantly, but a little bit disorderly, causing a lot of social and economic troubles that you can sort of do properly from the very beginning.
You mentioned this, the Las Manzanas de Cuidado, no?
Yeah.
The what do you call them? The care super blocks.
Yeah.
Can you say a little bit more about that and maybe the link to road safety? I mean, that's been so successful.
Well, I guess in Africa it should be pretty similar, but let me tell the story of Latin America. So Latin America is a continent in which, unfortunately, but I think it's the same challenge in Africa, even worse, more than half of our population works in the informal economy, meaning they don't have a proper minimum salary or fund pension or health insurance. But, you know, we are, as persons, as human beings, we are, or at some point will be kids and will need care, or will be elders and will need care, or will be sick and will need care. So who provides that care if you don't have formal social security systems? And the answer is women. And paid care work done by women provide that care at the expense of women's poverty, of women's exclusion from the labor market, of women's poverty, of women's underrepresentation in the political system. So this is unfair with women, but it's inappropriate and unproductive and counterproductive for the entire society. So what the super care blocks of Bogota are an attempt to use the social infrastructure of the city, schools, health centers, community centers, park facilities, to include specific services targeted to relieve women from unpaid care work. Providing, for example, opportunities for education for her, for job creation, for entrepreneurship. Providing opportunities, for example, for free public laundry. You know, women in Bogota spend 15 hours a week doing the laundry of their family by hand. It doesn't make sense, manually. That 15 hours could be replaced for 2 hours for a machine. We can provide that machine service free. So that's the care blocks, is using and connecting through appropriate public space, walkable public space, roughly 15 minutes from each facility, social facility from the other ones, connecting services to relieve. The purpose is clear. It's not only to provide social services. The purpose is to relieve hours of unpaid care work done by women so that women can recover time for themselves, and can use that free time for themselves to have the education, the job creation, the job generation, the income generation, the opportunities of empowerment to overcome this unfair overburden of unpaid care work on the shoulders of women.
At a global level, road safety continues to be a little bit down the agenda. It needs to be prioritized, right?
Yes.
What do you think is required for road safety to occupy the space in the global sort of agenda?
I think the combination of culture, education, and technology, connecting those two dots will help us putting road safety on the top of the agenda of the citizens. I think bringing this education and technology to kids, to students, to youth people, forming the new generations of new patterns and forms and styles of mobility, I think that's crucial. Also women and elders, those who suffer more unsafety in the roads, in the streets, are those who walk the most. And women and the elders are the ones who walk the most. So my suggestion for everybody, connecting mobility, who walks, who do unpaid care work, who's unfair, all those factors converge on women. So I always said, look, plan and build cities for women. Think about them. Think like a woman. Think like a woman moves. We do shorter trips, more walkable trips. because that's how the roles of care and job and social empowerment works. You know, women on average work more, use more public transportation, do more trips, shorter trips. So if we think and plan the cities and how a woman or an elder will move around the city, we will make a city much more safer, much safer for everybody.
Thank you for joining us as we spoke with Claudia. If you wish to learn more about Bogotá and road safety, check out the information on ACRO's website. We hope to see you again in our next episode. Goodbye.